So I received an email the other day from Audio Boom, the platform that I've used for a long time as Coffee Mumbo Jumbo reviews freshly roasted artisan coffees, specialty coffee. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo also roasts coffee here in Southwest London on the Hookie 500 Tea, which is a great, great roaster. So reviewing not only green beans, green bean merchants, my own roast, but predominantly for a long, long time, I've only been reviewing, before I started roasting, that is, started reviewing other people's coffees. You know, we live in London where there's an amazing vibrancy of great artisan roasters and top quality, top-notch coffees. If I say London, yeah, London, of course, but also the rest of England. And that brings me to the coffee that I'm reviewing today, because it coincided, this email with me from Audio Boom saying, or actually was a follower from Audio Boom, saying, you know, hey, I haven't heard from Coffee Mumbo Jumbo in a long time. What's happening? So this prompted me to do another Audio Boom and tell you about a coffee which I've received only yesterday by Island Roasted. This is Dan. This is a great, great artisan roaster from the Isle of Wight. So not mainland UK, but the Isle of Wight, not far at all from mainland UK. So I'm delighted to review this coffee because, well, it got me really exciting. I'm excited. Yes, I am. So this is a first for me. This is a coffee from Congo, Republic of Congo, and from a region, well, it's Eastern Congo, from smallholders, from a co-op. It's K3CPCK co-op, and it's round about the Lake of Kivu. So small producers, varietal is bourbon, and from tasting it, I can pretty be sure this is a red bourbon. It's got this juiciness, it's a washed coffee, and altitude is quite high too, 1500 to 1800 meters above sea level. And I must say, Dan roasted to perfection. This coffee today enchanted me like only African coffees can enchant me, because I look back and the last review I did on Audio Boom was also, funnily enough, an African coffee. It was a Rwandan coffee from North Star, roasted by North Star, and it was also red bourbon. And red bourbons, I don't know what it is, but they're just so beautiful on the palate. They have this juiciness and they tail off into something really, really mellow at the same time afterwards. And it is just amazing. So this Island Roasted coffee from Congo, which was sourced by Falcon Specialty Coffee. And in fact, thinking back, last December 2015, I think it was December, I actually cupped this very coffee. Falcon had a cupping session and it just stopped me in my tracks. There was quite a few coffees on the table, all of them Africans, and suddenly, without telling anybody, this Congolese coffee, which I believe is a first for them as well to get their hands on and to import, was there, and it absolutely stopped me in my tracks. And then, of course, they told me what it was, and I was extremely interested. When I saw that Dan actually has that coffee and he sent it to me, I was delighted to taste it. So it got the Coffee Mumbo Jumbo treatment, cutting open the bag, looking at the beans, beautifully roasted, very even, nice roast, kind of medium roast. And not knowing what Dan actually had in mind with this coffee, I put it through the espresso machine, and oh my God, it was, well, it is delicious, because I'm sipping it here as I'm speaking to you. It is just delicious. This red bourbon juiciness comes in first. Let's take another sip, and it lingers, and then it tails off. It's not sharp. It just is juicy, and it tails off, stays with you, and then just becomes extremely, extremely pleasant. So be interesting over the next couple of days to put milk to it. I'm not a big fan of milk, so I usually have a piccolo, just a tiny bit of milk, a bit more than a macchiato. Also do some filter extractions with it, and I'm sure it's going to be a delicious all-round coffee. I just have that sense. So thanks again to Island Roasted, Isle of Wight, Newport. Check them out if you're ever there, because, well, Dan just knows what he's doing, and he's very, very passionate. Of course, they have a website, and you can order online. So what can I say? Just give them a go. And Audio Boom, I am back. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out of Southwest London.